Page 12. The top left corner of the page is a photograph of the entrance to Fareham Leisure Centre, and in the bottom right corner is a photograph of two crossed padel tennis rackets and tennis balls on a padel tennis court. The title in red on a white background is Fareham Continues to Improve Leisure Facilities. The council has been awarded funding through the government's Swimming Pool Support Fund to provide energy improvements at Fareham Leisure Centre. The Swimming Pool Support Fund, managed by Sport England, aims to improve the energy efficiency of public leisure facilities with swimming pools in England. We put forward a bid for the funding of several carbon reduction measures, including rooftop solar panels at Fareham Leisure Centre, and Sport England has awarded a total of £672,400 for these energy improvements. This funding will not only help the centre continue to thrive, but it will also reduce the centre's overall carbon footprint by 14%. The installation of solar panels will produce around 407,220 kilowatt hours of electricity each year, reducing the centre's carbon emissions from electricity use by 72%, with estimated annual savings of more than £122,000. Padel Tennis Centre proposed. Fareham is quickly becoming known for its wide range of leisure and community facilities. It is not surprising, therefore, that the council has been approached by Padel for All, one of the leading operators of covered padel centres in the UK, looking to fund and develop an accessible four-court centre on the open space at Park Lane Recreation Ground. Padel tennis is one of the world's fastest growing sports. Often referred to as a mix of tennis and squash, it is easy to learn and can be played by all ages and abilities. The proposed centre would make use of the facilities already provided by Fareham Leisure Centre, such as the cafe, parking and changing rooms. In return, the council would receive a share of the revenue generated from the centre, as well as rental income as the landowner. There would be no capital cost as the scheme would be fully funded by Padel for All. Padel for All have received the council's support after submitting a financial model and plans for considerations. Nothing is set in stone, however, as any future building work would be subject to public consultation, the usual planning processes, and legal considerations.